Welcome to The Point for April 13th. I'm Chris Saliza, co-author of The Point, and I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news that you need to know. On Monday, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley made some news about the 2024 Republican presidential race. Quote, "I would not run for president if President Trump ran, and I would talk to him about it," Haley said during a news conference at South Carolina State University when asked if she would support another White House bid from Trump. She added this, quote, "That's something that we will have a conversation about at some point," end quote. Now, that represents a massive shift from what Haley was saying about Trump and his future in politics just a few months ago. Quote, "We need to acknowledge he let us down. He went down a path he shouldn't have, and we shouldn't have followed him, and we shouldn't have listened to him, and we can't let that ever happen again." She added this of Trump, quote, "He's not going to run for federal office again. I don't think he's going to be in the picture. I don't think he can. He's fallen so far," end quote. Pretty big difference, right? So, what explains Haley's change of heart? Here's my theory. Haley talked to Alberta, blasting Trump and predicting that he would never run again for office, back in January, when the images of the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot were very much top of mind. Haley was, I think, genuinely outraged over Trump's behavior on January 6th. The day after the riot, Haley had this to say in a keynote address to the Republican National Committee's winter meeting in Florida. Quote, "President Trump has not always chosen the right words. He was wrong with his words in Charlottesville, and I told him so at the time. He was badly wrong with his words yesterday, and it wasn't just his words. His actions since Election Day will be judged harshly by history." There was also political calculation on Haley's part here. Trump was being blasted in almost every corner of the country for inciting the crowd on January 6th and then waiting to call them off. There were real questions as to whether this, finally, would be the breaking point for Republicans with Trump. So Haley made a bit of a gamble. She went on record distancing herself with Trump so that if the January 6th riot did destroy any future for him in politics, she would not be dragged down the vortex with him. Of course, with 3 months hindsight, we now know that that isn't the way things played out. What the last few months have proven is that Trump and Trumpism isn't going anywhere, January 6th or not. In fact, there's already been considerable rewriting of history of that day by Trump allies to somehow suggest the rioters were peaceful, they were not, or that the violence was stoked by Antifa activists. It was not. Which brings me to Monday and Nikki Haley. Given that January 6th didn't ruin Trump, Haley needed to recalibrate her relationship to the former president. She couldn't have the last thing she had said about him be that he has, quote, "fallen so far," end quote, and he couldn't possibly run for president ever again. That would put her far out of step with the GOP base, and that's no place to be for a candidate who wants to run for president. So here's Haley's calculation. If Trump does run again in 2024, he'll be nearly impossible to beat because of his immense popularity within the GOP. If he doesn't run again, then she will need to have Trump, or at least the Trump base, on her side. And in order for that to happen, she had to make nice with the former president. And that's The Point for April 13th, 2021. Thanks for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so that you never miss an episode.